Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director. My guest today is Fraser Smith, the senior news analyst emeritus here at WYPR, who took this seat himself for a good number of years. And Fraser, you've got some things you need to say to some folks.
Well, I do, Joel. And I mean, one of them is you. I mean, I had such a good time actually here. It was a pleasure to do the job that you're doing right now. But, you know, I had really knowledgeable people to talk to, you and John Lee of the reporting staff here, and Andy Green at The Sun, and Brian Sears at The Daily Record, Luke Broadwater at The Sun.
Right. Well, Brian, who's now tied up in the State House, and Luke, who's covering the city very well for The Sun.
Well, what we tried to do was talk to people who knew what was going on. And I was in the wonderful position of being able to try to get people to talk about what they knew in such detail for our listeners who are keenly interested in what's going on in our state.
All right. I know there was also Karen Hostler from our news team.
Absolutely. And Todd Eberle at St. Mary's College, Malia Cromer at Goucher, John Fritzy of The Sun in Washington. We had a really good lineup. And, of course, I probably can't name them all today, but, you know, you get a flavor from those names, I think.
Okay, John Fritzy in Washington, as you said. And we also had, as you said again, some folks not in the news business themselves, but who knew what they were doing, Todd Eberle and Malia Cromer.
Exactly. Malia does a lot of polling, and Todd Eberle is in touch with almost everything that's going on in the state, which is really good to have people like that who can pass on to folks. And, you know, one of the things I've found over the years doing this is that people want to read everything they can, but they don't get a chance to often. And we were one of the sources for them. You know, we had our captive audience and people on their way to and from work, and we got to talk to them, and it really was a pleasure.
When you're stuck in that traffic jam on the JFX, nothing better to listen to than a discussion of Maryland politics, right?
I hope you're right. I think that people did feel that way, actually. And I think what we do is important, more important right now than it ever has been.
Because we need facts, right?
That's what I'm told, yes. That's what you and I always lived by.
We have for a number of years, and we'll continue to do so.
Well, I think so. And if we don't do that, and I'm sure we will, but I think it's really the only antidote to things like fake news.
And, you know, I just thought of one other person, Josh Kurtz, over in Montgomery County, who has followed Maryland politics for almost as long as you have.
Well, Josh is one of the best. I mean, he's a really good writer. I love reading what he writes, and it was always a pleasure to have him on our air.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Fraser.
Thank you, Joel. It's been wonderful to be here, and thanks to all the listeners. I've appreciated hearing from them, and bon voyage.
With Fraser Smith, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.